Welcome back to this episode of the Beaver Dam. I'm your host, Trent Mash, joined along with Patrick Spillman. Pat, how are you doing today?
Trent, I'm not doing too bad. It's kind of been a relaxing Sunday, first week of NFL games, so that's kind of what I've been doing all day, just watching NFL, recovering from a busy weekend of soccer. And what about you?
Well, I had TNC on Sundays earlier today, at 1 o'clock with Colton. I've been doing some homework, and I just woke up from a nap. I've been sick, and I didn't sleep a lot last night. I had an incident I had to deal with, so.
Gotta love RA stuff. But yeah, so we had a huge weekend of sports. A lot of teams at home, with men's soccer having 3 home games this week, women's soccer being at home on Friday, and then volleyball hosting the Spiketacular here at Bluffton. And then obviously football kicked off their season with game at Wooster, where Bluffton did bus alumni and any student that wanted to go over to Wooster to watch the game, which was pretty cool, and I think the first time that they've actually done that. So
yeah, it was a very busy weekend on campus, and even football team was away, but it's still busy because Worcester is a little bit away, but not too far. But we're going to kick it off talking about cross country a little bit. They did not compete this weekend, but they will compete on the 14th at Ohio Wesleyan University at the OWU Invitational. The men will be running at 10:30, and then the women will follow at 11:30. So if you are in the Columbus area, make sure you go and support your Beaver runners at Ohio Wesleyan.
Yeah, so first we're going to talk about men's golf. So the Bluffton University men's golf team lined up alongside talented D2 competition and local Division III powers at the Ohio Cup on Saturday, September 7th. It was a full day of golf as the Beavers shot 344 and 329 for a 36-hole score of 673.
Freshman Evan Kijawa and junior Dakota Pratt battled for Bluffton supremacy with scores of 164 and 165, respectively.
Dominic Castavetier, I'm going to have to ask him how to say that, and Nathan Eberle both chipped in with identical 173s, although through differing avenues. Castavirani went 93 and 80, while Eberle finished with 85, 88.
Following a hectic 9-day start to the season, the men will now work the kinks out on the practice range, as they do not compete again until Wednesday, September 25th, when they have their turn at the Lord's College Invitational in Ottawa Lake, Michigan.
Yeah, so right now is not the men's season. Right now, during the fall, it's the women's season, but the men do travel and play in a couple different tournaments, kind of like spring season, like what football, soccer, and like baseball will have, fall ball. So that's kind of what golf's doing right now. So it's kind of nice for them to be out on the range a little bit while the weather's nice and be able to support. I know most of the time they normally still go and travel and support the women at the game, which is pretty cool, and I know the women do the same thing in the spring. Women's golf, they did compete this weekend as well, and it continued its assault on the record books when they tied the school low with a team score of 367 on day one of the Defiance College invite on Saturday, September 7th. The ink was not yet dry from Bluffton's school record 367 at the Lord's invite on Wednesday, September 4th.
Sophomore Braylee Overdorf bested the individual 18-hole mark of 90 that she shared with Keely Briggs and Marissa Hall. Her 89 led the way for Bluffton on Saturday. Abby Bullion followed with a 92, with Briggs, Hall, and Haley Gill carded identical 93s on day one. Freshman Grace Branson chipped in with a 96 as an individual.
Yeah, and so the Beavers did compete again on Sunday, and they just missed out on the 18-hole record it set Saturday with a 368, but they gave the Beavers a school record 735 for the weekend. a whooping 51 strokes lower than the school market set just a week ago.
Sophomore Keely Briggs tied Braylee Overdorf 1 day old school mark with a 89 on Sunday. A 90 by Abby Bullion gave her a 182 for the tournament, tying her with Briggs for low scoring honors and establishing a new school record in the process. School record day, the record setting day saw five Beavers eclipse the previous mark of 192, and Grace Branson, 193, was one stroke away from making it a perfect 6-of-6.
Freshman Marissa Hall filed a 91, giving her a 184 for the tournament. Briley Overdorf and Haley Gill round out the weekend with scores of 187 and 191, respectively.
Bluffton returns to action on Saturday, September 14th, when the Beavers travel to Mohawk Country Club for the Heidelberg Fall Invite.
Yeah, so this golf team is just shattering records left and right. It seems like one day one girl does it, and the next day another girl is super competitive and wants to go on top of the next. So I think the competition's good. This is only the second full season, I think, for women's golf. Maybe second or third, I think. I think it's only the second. So, it's pretty cool to be able to see this golf team back and breaking records left and right. It just shows that they're all pretty young, too, so they're going to continue to get better as they continue to play, and I think the record's just going to continue to get broken and go lower and lower.
Yeah, as Pat said, the team is extremely young, having no juniors or seniors on it, all full of freshmen and sophomores, so they are full of young talent, and they're just working harder each and every day. As you see, last week they broke the record in their season opener, and this week they broke that again. So I'm excited to see how the golf team does the rest of their season.
Yeah, definitely going to be exciting, and this is the women's main season, so just kind of getting ready for conference. I think they'll be able to go in and compete, and I think if they continue to set records like this and they continue to push each other, I think it's just going to make them competitive and give them a chance to compete for a conference.
Yeah. All right, we'll move on to football. Bluffton University football team opened up the 29th season on the road against the College of Worcester. It was the fourth meeting of all time between the schools, with Worcester now a perfect 4-0. The Beavers could not seem to find a groove offensively all game, falling 31-6 to the Fighting Scots.
There was not much action in the first half of play from either team on the offensive side of the ball. Both the Beavers and Fighting Scots tried to get things going, but the defenses on both teams stood tall, pitching a scoreless first half of play.
In the third quarter, with 8:36 remaining on the clock, Worcester struck first on a 30-yard pass from Matt Renteria to Strasburg, which would result in 6-4 the Fighting Scots. Worcester tacked on three more when Luke Barrett hit a 26-yard field goal to make it a 10-0 Scots with 4:31 remaining in the third. The Beavers would finally strike gold when Peyton Spurlock hauled in a 55-yard touchdown pass from Ryan Markoff to make it 10-6 late in the third quarter.
Unfortunately, it would be all Fighting Scots the rest of the way as they added on three more touchdowns for the 31-6 victory in the opening contest for both sides.
Markoff led the way for the Beavers, throwing for 154 yards and a touchdown. Spurlock led the receivers with 60 yards and a touchdown for the Beavers. Junior Darian Greeley paced the rushing attack with 11 carries for 48 yards on the day.
Defensively, Bluffton was led by Antonio Crosti, who had 12 solo tackles and also assisted on 5 for 17 total. Steph Kosakowski checked in with 8 solo tackles and 5 assists for 13 total, and also had an interception for the Beavers.
The Beavers will quickly put this game in their rearview mirror as they prepare to take on Trine University in their first home game of the season. Bluffton dropped a 34-13 decision to the Thunder last year, and the Beavers will be looking to avenge that loss. The game will kick off at 1:30 p.m. this Saturday, September 14th, at Alumni Field. Come out and support the Beavers.
Yeah, so pretty exciting a time. I mean, obviously it kind of hurt to be able to lose that game, but I think the way that the football team competed in the first half, I mean, a scoreless first half, you can't ask a lot more out of your defense. I mean, they held Wooster to 0 points, but just seems like this offense kind of struggled a little bit, but it's kind of to be expected in the first game. I mean, it's the first time you're really seeing live action in almost a year since the last time that they played. So, and bringing in 70 freshmen, you got a lot of new faces on both sides of the ball. I think this football team has a lot to look forward to as the season goes on, and I think just these first couple of games to get them ready for conference is going to be important.
And with those 70 freshmen coming in, I mean, that's a lot of new people to get to know the program and how it's run, just get acquainted to the college game, because college athletics are a little bit different than high school athletics.
Yeah, not to mention, I mean, this is only the second year under Coach Aaron Krebs and first year brand new offensive coordinator. So, and I think it's Coach Runda's second year as defensive coordinator. So you got a lot of young coaches who are working with a lot of young players. So I think as time goes on, you're just going to see the Beavers continue to get better and better, and the offense is going to come. I think they'll be able to go back, watch film, kind of see maybe things that they missed against Wooster, and I think the trying game to be able to maybe get a revenge game almost in a way, to be able to kind of first home game, you want to protect the dam, as we like to say here at Bluffton, and it would be pretty cool to see them kind of avenge the loss from last year. So I think we are going to take a little bit of a break, and then we'll talk about all the home events that we did have this weekend. Talk volleyball first, then we'll go to women's soccer and finish with men's soccer.
Yep.
You are listening to 96.1 The Wit.
You're listening to the Beaver Dam on 96.1 The Wit.
Welcome back to the Beaver Dam. I'm Trent Mash, joined along with Patrick Spillman. We're going to jump right into volleyball. This weekend, Bluffton University did hold their Spiketacular. It's a little tournament they hold annually every year.
Five different teams there this year. So we had, obviously, Bluffton was there. Then we had Heidelberg, Hanover, Geneva, and Ohio Northern. So Hanover being in the conference, they did not Bluffton did not play Hanover, as they didn't want to be able to, you know, show each other their cards, you know, in a non-conference game. So Bluffton did play the other three teams, and they did start out Friday night playing Heidelberg, where they did fall to powerful Heidelberg squad in three sets, 25-12, 25-20, and 25-14. Heidelberg did improve to 5-0, while Bluffton did slip to 1-4 following the opening night of the Sommer Center Spiketacular.
The Beavers led 7-5 in the lid lifter before Heidelberg cranked it up with seven straight points to take a commanding 12-7 lead. The student princes never looked back en route to the 25-12 win and ultimately a three-set victory.
Ramey Bauer led the attack with 9 kills and 3 block assists. Fellow junior Sarah Heidinger chipped in with 5 winners and 4 digs.
Sophomore Maddie White handed out 11 helpers, while Brooke Clemen picked up 11 digs to pace the defense. White and junior Chelsea Taylor came up with 9 and 8 digs, respectively.
Bluffton then did play Saturday morning at 10:30 and then 1:30 in the afternoon. The 10:30 game, they did play against Geneva, where they did battle Geneva but did come up short. Bluffton did lose in four sets, 25-19, then won 21-25, then lost 28-26, and lost 25-19. While Ohio Northern did notch a 3-0 sweep, 25-20, 25-15, and 25-20 again.
Junior Ramey Bauer and Sarah Heidinger did their damage at the net with 15 and 14 kills, respectively. Freshman Kaylee Campbell also got her feet wet with 8 winners. Ellie Price dolled out 27 assists against Geneva College. Freshman Courtney Weekly picked up a career-high 17 digs to pace the defense. Junior Jessica Lavelle and sophomore Brooke Clemen added 15 and 14 digs for good measure. Clemen fired 2 aces and Campbell was in on 4 blocks.
Sophomore Maddie White made a statement with 10 kills in the loss to Ohio Northern. Bauer, who was named to the all-tournament team, also chipped in with 8 spikes. Price finished with 20 assists, while Kleeman picked up a team-high 8 digs. Price and White were in on 2 blocks apiece as well.
Bluffton will regroup before heading to the College of Worcester for the Guinea Hunt Kilt Classic next Friday, September 13th. The Beavers will open the weekend at 5:30 p.m. against Baldwin Wallace.
Yeah, definitely a rough weekend for the women's volleyball team. Losing all 3, getting swept by Heidelberg, and also getting swept by Ohio Northern. But if you look at a lot of those sets, they were close. They obviously, a couple of them they lost, but you know what? You saw 25-20. You saw a 28-26. You saw 25-21. So the Beavers are battling. It just seems like a couple of balls just aren't falling their way, or just losing some long rallies. So I think, obviously, being a young team, they graduated 8 seniors last year, and Coach Yarnell, I think, brought in, 10 freshmen. So a very young team with a little bit of an experience, and, you know, Ramey Bauer and Sarah Heidinger playing as juniors, and Carly Lester as the lone senior that's getting playing time right now. So I think you're going to continue to see the Beaver team get better, but like Trent and I always say, Coach Yarnell does like to make the schedule at the beginning of the season incredibly hard, and he brings teams like Heidelberg and Ohio Northern to the spectacular because he wants to see his team compete against top Division III schools.
Yeah, like Pat said, Coach Yarnell always likes to bring in good teams and have the women play good competition before conference just to get them ready to be conference championship contenders like they have been for as long as I can remember.
Yeah, I was going to say, you just look back and it seems like every single year they're in the conference tournament. And for a while, I think they had like a 4 or 5 year streak of winning the conference tournament and, you know, playing in the NCAA tournament. So I think Coach Yarnell's been here long enough, and he kind of understands the fact that you need to play better teams in order to get better. Yeah. And so he's preparing his team for conference because he knows the conference schedule can sometimes be brutal, and it's tough, and it's back-to-back Wednesday, Saturday games almost every single week. And so he's ready, and I think he's trying to prepare his girls to go in and battle and get ready to compete for conference once again.
We'll start with women's soccer, end with men's soccer. Bluffton University women's soccer team lost a close one on the road at Goshen College, 2-1 in overtime on Wednesday, September 4th. Bluffton dropped to 0-3, while Goshen evened its record at 2-2.
After a scoreless first half, Goshen's Caitlin Begley started off the second period with a quick goal to give the Leafs a 1-0 lead. Bluffton's Nina McGinn answered back with a Beaver goal to tie the game up at 1-1 with less than 10 minutes to play, sending the match into overtime. With just seconds left in the first extra session, Goshen's Paige Renshaw netted a shot to secure the Maple Leaf victory.
Goshen took 24 shots in the match with 14 on target, while Bluffton fired just 3 shots, 2 of which were on goal. The home team also forced 5 more corner kicks, 6-1. Junior keeper Jules Frazier walked away with 12 saves for the Beavers in her first start of the season.
The women's team was back in action again on Saturday as they welcomed Teal College to the Dam, their second game, second home game of the season. And they did secure their first victory of the season with a final score of 4-0 against Teal College. The Beavers improved to 1-3 on the season, while the Tomcats dropped to 1-2.
After a silent start to the match, freshman Shelby Case netted the first goal to give Bluffton a 1-0 lead with just 5 minutes left in the opening half. The home team poured it on in the second frame with goals from Bailey Kingsley, Maddie Huffman, and Allie Richardson to secure the 4-0 shutout for the Beavers.
Bluffton piled up 30 shots during the match, but Teal only managed to put up 6. The Beavers forced 4 more corner kicks, and they racked up 6 more fouls. Junior keeper Jules Frazier walked away from the match with 5 saves.
Bluffton hits the road again on Thursday, September 12th, for a 7 p.m. match at IU Kokomo.
Yeah, so definitely exciting for, obviously heartbreaking on Wednesday to lose to Goshen College. And overtime with just seconds left in the first overtime. Obviously killer. Trent and I know what that feels like. And our very first game against Olivet, losing with 2 minutes left at, when we were playing 10-11. But for them to kind of respond, come back, and get a 4-0 victory at home in front of their home fans was huge. And hopefully we'll give the Beavers some confidence going into Thursday playing against IU Kokomo.
Yeah. We'll jump straight into the men's soccer. Bluffton University men's soccer team secured a commanding 13-0 victory over Great Lakes Christian on September 4th. Bluffton evened its record at 1-1, while Great Lakes Christian slipped to 0-2 on the season.
Just a little over 2 minutes into the match, freshman Hunter Coffey scored the first goal for the Beavers and started a rally that would end up with a convincing shutout. Sophomore Dalton Tanner led the Beavers with 3 goals, all netted in a span of just 10 minutes. Freshman Elijah Greaser was close behind with 2 goals for Bluffton.
Bluffton took a total of 42 shots on the game, while Great Lakes Christian only put up 4. Freshman Steven Leiptak and Nash Morgan both walked away with 2 saves for the home team.
And the Beavers were back in action on Friday against DeUville, who traveled all the way from Buffalo, New York. And they did walk away on Friday with a 2-1 intense victory over the Spartans. Bluffton improved to 2-1 on the season, while DeUville dropped to 2-1 as well.
DeUville's Hunter Sherman netted the first goal of the game to give the Spartans an early 1-0 lead less than 7 minutes in. Bluffton's freshman Brandon DeCourcy answered back with a goal of his own to tie the match at 1-1 going into the half. After a silent start to the second frame, sophomore Dalton Tanner knocked in a shot, his 5th goal of the season, to give the Beavers a 2-1 lead, thanks to a slick feed from freshman Eli Greaser.
The Spartans did finish with 2 more shots than the Beavers, and they forced 4 more corner kicks. DeUville also racked up 9 more fouls. Freshman keeper Tanner Newport did his part with 5 saves.
Beavers were back in action on Saturday, September 7th, when they played Shawnee State.
And Bluffton University men's soccer team did hit the pitch on Saturday as they welcomed Shawnee State to the Dam. They did drop a 4-0 decision that places them 2-2 on the season, while the Bears improved to 3-2 on the season.
After a scoreless first half, Shawnee's Bruno Riveras netted a shot for the Bears to give them a 1-0 lead. Riveras knocked in another goal to give Shawnee a 2-0 lead and started a rally that resulted in 3 shots within 5 minutes and a visiting team victory.
Shawnee put the pressure on with 39 shots, while Bluffton managed just 11 attempts. The Bears forced 3 more corner kicks while racked up 2 more fouls. Freshman keeper Tanner Newport left the pitch with 14 saves for the home team.
Beavers will be back in action as they head down to Batavia, Ohio for a 7 p.m. match against UC Claremont on Tuesday, September 10th.
Obviously, huge win on Wednesday for the Beavers as we did get a 13-0 lead, win, I would say, against a Great Lakes Christian. And I think that was kind of that confidence booster, and it was just kind of a nice game to everyone got to play, which was cool. And Dalton obviously scoring 3 goals, but you know, freshman Elijah Greaser getting
two goals,
and even senior Igor Malikias got in there and got a goal, his
Sergio.
First goal of first year
Alvarez.
Playing, but a senior as well. Sergio Alvarez got a goal as well, so it was cool to see both seniors get a goal and just kind of a nice, I would say, relaxing game in a way. It was nice to be able to cheer your teammates on and have a good time playing, and it wasn't super duper, I guess, competitive like a normal match would be.
And then Friday's game was kind of the complete opposite. We had games. Wednesday was kind of a low, relaxing, pass around game, do what we practice and try and put that through. And then Friday, it was
pretty intense.
It was hard, and I wouldn't say there were times where it was definitely dirty, but New York soccer players are definitely a different brand. They're hard-nosed, and they come to play. And sometimes it looked like they were out there trying to tackle people like it was a football game, but we did come away with that victory 2-1. And then Saturday was a little Friday, but it wasn't as hard-fought and chippy like Friday.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't as chippy, but, you know, I would say the scoreline doesn't represent how well the game actually went. For the first 65 minutes, it was 0-0, and it was going in, we kind of knew that they were going to kind of control the pace a little bit, and we kind of knew that we had to sit in defensively and kind of rely on a counterattack more or less to be able to try and get a chance to score. And, you know, we still did manage 11 shots on goal. Yeah. But that first goal kind of put our heads down, and then we gave up three goals in 4 minutes, and that just killed. You know, that was kind of the backbreaker. I think that 4 minute span was just...
It was a mix of not good communication and not staying true to what we practice during practice, and not... We were kind of biting and trying to force them to make mistakes rather than waiting for them to make a mistake and then make our move. And that's really kind of what bit us in the end.
But, you know, I think all around this three-game homestand, to be able to come out with two wins was pretty huge for us and a confidence booster going into Tuesday. So we're playing three games in 5 days and four games in 6 days. So it's kind of a pretty crazy fast turnaround, and it's kind of exciting that we get to play that many games, but it also doesn't leave us a lot of time to kind of fix the mistakes that we're making in games and practice. So it should be pretty exciting, and I'm excited to play on Tuesday. But yeah, I think that does wrap up this episode of the Beaver Dam. We thank you for listening. I encourage you to come back and listen to us on Sunday at 7 p.m. You can check out previous podcasts, search and subscribe on iTunes or Google Play, the WIT 96.1 podcast at Bluffton University. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at TheBeaverDam961. For more stories and information, check out our website, BlufftonWIT.com, and subscribe.
This has been Trent Mass, joined along with Patrick Spillman, and we thank you for listening to 96.1 The Wit.
Roll Beef.